This week's CD is in Parshas Vo'era, and we are going to focus on chapter 6, verse number 12. First, on verse number 11, there it says that Hashem spoke to Moshe, saying, Boy dabar el paroi melech Mitzrayim, go and speak to Paroi, the king of Egypt, vishalach es bnei Yisrael me'arzoi, so that he should send out the Jewish people from his land. Now it's going to be the verse that we are going to focus our shir. Vaydaber Moshe lifnei Hashem leimor. Moshe spoke in front of Hashem saying, we know there is two kinds of way to speak. One, you could speak harshly or you could speak softly. And Meforshim write down that whenever it's written the word Vaydaber, that means a harsh speech. And when it's written the word Vayoymer, that is a soft speech. As a matter of fact, in the beginning of the parsha, in chapter 6, verse number 2, the Medrash Rabbah explains that Vaydaber Elohim el Moshe, first Hashem wanted to give Moshe a harsh speech because the attribute of justice of Elohim, of Hashem, was upset at Moshe Rabbeinu for his insolence, for him saying in the end of last week's parsha, in chapter 5, verse number 22, Lamo hare oisa lo amazeh, why did you do evil for this nation? Lamo zeh shalachtoni, why have you sent me? And because of this insolence, the Midas Adin wanted to speak harshly with Moshe Rabbeinu and punish Moshe Rabbeinu. Therefore, the beginning of the parsha starts, Vaydaber Elohim el Moshe. Elohim spoke to Moshe. But then, since Moshe Rabbeinu only did it in order to protect the Jewish people, therefore, the Midas Adin changed and became Rachamim. And therefore, it says, Vayoymer Elav, and he said to him, in language Vayoymer, which is a soft speech, Ani Hashem, Am Hashem, God of Mercy. So we see that there is a difference between Vaydaber and Vayoymer. Vaydaber is a harsh language and Vayoymer is a soft language. And here, when Moshe Rabbeinu speaks to Hashem, it's written, Vaydaber Moshe lifnei Hashem, Moshe Rabbeinu speaks harshly in front of Hashem. Why is he speaking harshly in front of Hashem? And then Moshe Rabbeinu says, Leimor, to say. Normally, the word Leimor means to say to others. Like every time it says, Vaydaber Hashem el Moshe Leimor, Hashem spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu to say. That means Moshe Rabbeinu has to tell what Hashem said to others. But here, Moshe Rabbeinu tells Hashem, Leimor, to say. To whom is Hashem going to say? What is Moshe Rabbeinu referring by the word Leimor? The Rachaim HaKodesh explains that when it's written here, Vaydaber Moshe lifnei Hashem Leimor, that Moshe Rabbeinu is speaking in front of Hashem saying, it's not written here, Vaydaber Moshe el Hashem Leimor, that Moshe Rabbeinu is speaking to Hashem saying. It's written that Moshe Rabbeinu is speaking in front of Hashem. The Rachaim HaKodesh says that it is like a person who is complaining on himself and is saying these words on himself. Meaning that Moshe Rabbeinu is upset at himself that the Jewish people aren't listening, and for sure Paroi is not going to listen. And then he blames himself that he's Aral Sfosaim, that he has black lips. But he's doing that in front of Hashem, obviously, because Hashem knows everything. And Hashem answers him what to do. The Hemek Dover adds that had Hashem not told them what to do, he would have done anyways his shlichas. He's just complaining that he is ineffective, that nothing is happening and nothing is going on. But it's not that he's speaking to Hashem, and Leimor, according to this, is by saying these words to himself. The Yalkut Shimoni in this parsha writes down that Rablezer ben Azaria Oimer, Rablezer ben Azaria says, Ba'aba mekoimois, bikesh moishe lifnei hamokoim, ve'yishivu al shaloisof. In four places in the Torah, we find that Moshe Rabbeinu asks Hashem to answer him the question that he's asking, and we find that Hashem actually answers him. And the Medrash brings down that this is one of the four places, because it's written here, Vaydaber Moshe lifnei Hashem leimor, that Moshe Rabbeinu spoke in front of Hashem to say. The Medrash says, like our question, that it shouldn't say leimor. What does it mean that Moshe spoke to Hashem to say? Whom is Hashem going to say? Therefore, the Midrash says that Moshe Rabbeinu asked Hashem to say, which means to give an answer to Moshe Rabbeinu. And the Midrash continues and says, what was the question that Moshe Rabbeinu asked Hashem? The Midrash says that Hashiveni, let me know, im goyalom ato im laf, if you are going to redeem them or not. At Shashivo Amokoim, until the Midrash says that Hashem answered him, and the Midrash brings as Hashem answer what is written on chapter 6, verse number 1, in the last pasuk of last week's parsha, Vayoymer Hashem al Moshe, that Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu, Ato Sira, now you will see Asher Ese Lefaroi, what I'm going to do to Paroi, Ki Beyot Chazok Yeshalchem, that he is going to send you out with a strong hand. Uviyot Chazoko, Yegarshem Me'artzoi, and with a strong hand, he'll drive you out from his land. When I read this Medrash, I found this Medrash complicated. Because the Medrash says that what Moshe Rabbeinu is asking Hashem here by the word Leimor, saying, is that Moshe Rabbeinu wants Hashem to answer him the question. And what is the question that Moshe Rabbeinu is asking? And the Midrash answers that the question that Moshe Rabbeinu is asking is, Hashem, please let me know if you are going to redeem them or not. But you see, in fact, that when you read the Pasuk doesn't say that Moshe Rabbeinu said that. The Pasuk continues and says, Hein Bnei Yisrael lo yishamu elai, behold, the Jewish people have not listened to me. Ve'ech yishmoyeni paroi, and how is Paroi going to listen to me? And I have sealed lips. So we see that Moshe Rabbeinu is making a complaint and he's not asking Hashem if he's going to redeem them or not. And also, what is interesting in this Midrash is that the Midrash says that Hashem answered him what is written in the last pasuk of last week's parsha. That means that the Midrash places this pasuk that is written here, that Moshe Rabbeinu spoke to Hashem before the answer that Hashem gives, because the answer is written Atosire. And according to this, really, it would be very good why it is written the language Vaydaber Moshe lifnei Hashem, that Moshe spoke harsh words for Hashem, because there, in fact, we find Moshe Rabbeinu speaking harsh words. Because there, Moshe Rabbeinu says, as we mentioned, Lama hare oisa lama zeh. Why have you done evil for this nation? Why have you sent me? Meaning, since you sent me, became harsher the work for the Jews. So we see that Moshe Rabbeinu is speaking harsh words for Hashem. But it seems unlikely that this same word is repeated again in this pasuk. Why do we have to have these words written here again? And what is Moshe Rabbeinu complaining again? Let's continue to analyze the pasuk as we mentioned earlier. Moshe Rabbeinu complains and says, Hein Bnei Yisrael lo yishamu elai, behold, the Jewish people have not listened to me, ve'eich yishmoeni paroi, and how is Paroi going to listen to me? Rashi brings down, Ze echot me'asara kal v'choymer shebetoira, that this is one of the 10 kal v'choymers, clear deduction from the Torah. And here the logical argument is that if a rule or fact applies in a situation where there is little reason for it to apply, certainly this rule will apply in a situation where there is more reason for it to apply. And in our case, it would mean that if the Jewish people, whom the message is beneficial, and they're looking forward to hearing this message, that Hashem is going to take them out of Egypt, yet the Jewish people do not believe the message, clearly Paroi, who the message is detrimental and who is not looking forward to sending out the Jews, will not listen to this message. That is a simple interpretation of the Kal V'Chomer. Moshe Rabbeinu finishes his words by continuing and saying, Vani aral sosaim, and I have blocked lips, meaning my speech is not clear. Which the simple interpretation again is, that Moshe Rabbeinu is telling Hashem that besides the point that clearly if the Jewish people did not listen to me, Paroi is not going to listen to me, I also have blocked lips, and because of my blocked lips, Paroi won't listen to me. The problem of the way that we explain this Kal V'Chomer this clear deduction that if the Jewish people won't listen, Paro for sure won't listen, is that technically the Kal V'Chomer is not a good Kal V'Chomer, meaning the deduction is not as simple as we make. Because previously, two verses before that, in chapter 6, verse number 9, Moshe Rabbeinu tells the Jewish people that Hashem is going to take him out, and the verse says, "Vaydaber Moshe Kein el Bnei Israel." Moshe Rabbeinu spoke so to the Jewish people that Hashem is going to take him out. Velo yishomu el Moshe, but they did not listen to Moshe. Mikoytzi ruach, because of shortness of wind, imavoy dekasha, and because of hard labor, meaning that since they were working so hard and they were so oppressed, they didn't listen to Moshe. Once we have this in the part of the equation, then the Kal V'Chomer does not work, because we could say that the reason that the Jewish people did not hear to Moshe Rabbeinu is because the Jewish people were oppressed. They had koitzer ruach, shortness of breath, v'avoy dekasha, and hard work. But Paroi, who doesn't have koitzer ruach and avoy dekasha, then maybe Paroi would hear what Moshe said. Then how can you say that this is one of the Kal V'Chomers of the Torah, one of the clear deductions of the Torah? It's not a clear deduction at all, because clearly the Jewish people have a reason not to hear Moshe Rabbeinu, because they are being oppressed. The Paroi, which is not being oppressed, then he could listen to what Moshe has to say. The Daza Kenim incorporates this idea that the Jewish people were mikoytzer ruach v'avoy dekasha, they were shortness of breath and hard labor, to the Kal V'Chomer, to the logical argument. And he explains that if somebody is in jail and he finds out that somebody comes and says that I'm going to take you out of jail and I'm going to redeem you, clearly that person should listen to the person who is going to redeem him, and he'll be happy to see him. And here, quite opposite. Here the Jewish people were in jail and they were working hard, and yet when Moshe Rabbeinu told them that Moshe Rabbeinu is going to redeem them, they totally ignored Moshe Rabbeinu and they didn't listen to him. Then for sure somebody who is not in jail, Paroi, who is not an advantage for him to listen to Moshe Rabbeinu, clearly he's not going to listen to Moshe Rabbeinu. If the people in jail, which for them is an advantage that they are going to be redeemed, they don't listen to Moshe Rabbeinu, clearly Paroi is not going to listen to Moshe Rabbeinu. And according to this, the idea of koitzer ruach and avoid the kasha, that there were shortness of breath and hard work, is part of the Kal V'Chomer, is part of the logical argument. The Maharal in Gurariya and the Bartanura note something very interesting in the order of our Rashi here. Normally, when Rashi interprets a pasuk, Rashi interprets the pasuk as it is written in the Torah, meaning Rashi follows the chronological order of the pasuk. But here, it happens that Rashi first interprets the end of the pasuk, and then Rashi goes to interpret the beginning of the pasuk, because the pasuk here says that Moshe Rabbeinu said in front of Hashem, if the Jewish people did not hear me, how is Paroi going to hear me? Vani aral sosaim, and I have blocked lips. Rashi, when he goes to interpret this pasuk, first interprets what blocked lips are and what kind of impediment that is, and then Rashi goes to say the Kal V'Chomer, meaning that if the Jewish people didn't hear me, how is Paroi going to hear me? And Rashi says that this is one of the 10 Kal V'Chomers that's written the pasuk. And the Maharal in Gurariya and the Bartanura are wondering why did in fact Rashi interpret the last part of the pasuk first. Therefore, both of them come to the conclusion that Rashi wants to hint to us that part of the Kal V'Chomer is the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu is aral sposaim, of blocked lips. Meaning that Moshe Rabbeinu is saying, the fact that I'm aral sposaim, that fact that I have this speech impediment, that will make the logical argument that if the Jewish people did not listen to me, then Paroi won't listen to me. And the Maharal explains that aral sposaim is a speech impediment, and normally somebody who has a speech impediment should not be talking to a king, because the king is not going to give him any time and is not going to put any effort of understanding him. And the king expects that everybody who speaks to him, everybody who approaches him, he's in perfect condition. In the same way that when we did the service in the temple, we did not accept any balmum, anybody who had a handicap, because it is not proper to be in the court of the king with handicaps. As in Lahavdil, the same way that we see in the palace of England, where the guard are always in the same look, they the same tallness, the same weight level, no handicaps, so too when you go into the King of Kings, the priests, the Kohanim, could not have any handicaps, and it's only normal to accept that in the house of Pharaoh, no people with any handicaps should approach, and no people should be able to talk to the king when he has handicapped. Therefore, you could say that the Kal Vachomer is like this, that if the Jewish people, which normally are not bothered by handicap, yet because of my handicap, they would not listen to me, for sure, Paroi, who does not tolerate handicaps, for sure he will not listen to me. And the Bartanura uses the Kal Vachomer a little bit differently, and he says that if the Jewish people that are from Moshe Rabbeinu's nation, still because of his handicap, because of his blocked speech, would not listen to him, for sure Paroi, who is not from his nation, will not listen to him. So according to this, we have this Kal Vachomer. But the Bartanura adds that what is written previously, that the Jewish people did not hear Moshe Rabbeinu, Mikoitze Ruach, from shortness of breath, in avoid the kosher, and from harsh labor, that is not Moshe Rabbeinu speaking. Meaning, Hashem is telling us now that the Jewish people didn't in fact hear Moshe Rabbeinu at that time, because the Jewish people were too harshly enslaved. But the Bartanura says that this is not the Pasuk telling Moshe Rabbeinu that this is the reason why the Jewish people did not listen to Moshe. Then according to this idea of the Bartanura, the Kal Vachomer is a good Kal Vachomer, because Moshe Rabbeinu, when he makes this logical deduction, doesn't know that the Jewish people aren't listening to him because of the harsh labor. He just thinks that the Jewish people aren't listening to him because he's of bad speech. He has this speech impediment. But the fact that the Jewish people did not listen from shortness of breath and hard labor, that is Hashem telling in the Torah why the Jewish people didn't in fact listen. But you can't use that to refute the logical argument, because we know that now, but Moshe Rabbeinu did not know. The Rachaim HaKodesh explains that Kal Vachomer incorporates the idea of Koitzer Ruach and avoid the kasha, shortness of breath and harsh labor. And he explains that the Jewish people should really listen to Moshe Rabbeinu because of two reasons. One, because they are usually Balei Emuna, people who believe Hashem, and they know what Hashem is, because they have a tradition from Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, and from their forefathers, who Hashem is. And second, that this is good news, and Paroi doesn't have these two qualities, because Paroi doesn't recognize Hashem, and for Paroi it's not good news, because you're trying to take away their slaves. Therefore, the Rachaim HaKodesh explains that Kal Vachomer works like that, that the Jewish people did not listen to Moshe Rabbeinu, even though they have these two reasons to listen. They trust in Hashem, they know who Hashem is, and it's good news, and they didn't listen because a small side issue of shortness of breath and harsh labor. For sure, Paroi, which Paroi never believes in Hashem, he denies Hashem's existence, and this news is to his disadvantage, for sure he won't listen to me for a minor reason. And the minor reason is that I am Aral Sfasayim, I have sealed lips, I have this speech impediment. Because Paroi is going to argue that if it's true that Hashem is the creator of the world and he could do anything, why doesn't he heal Moshe Rabbeinu in order to make Moshe Rabbeinu speak to Paroi? From the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu is Aral Sfasayim, that will give credence to Paroi's theory that Hashem doesn't exist. Because if Hashem really existed, he would have healed Moshe Rabbeinu. So the Rachaim incorporates the fact that they are shortness of breath and harsh labor, and also the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu is Aral Sfasayim, has a speech impediment, to the Kal Vachomer, And that's how he works it out. The Divrei Yoel brings the next Pasuk, Pasuk Yud Gimel, which theoretically this Pasuk Yud Gimel seems to be an answer to the question that Moshe Rabbeinu poses, meaning to this Kal Vachomer, and it's trying to understand how that is an answer. Because in Pasuk Yud Gimel it says, Vaydaber Hashem el Moshe vel Aharon, Hashem says to Moshe and Aharon, Vayetzavim el Bnei Yisrael, and he commands them in regards to the Jewish people, Vel Paroi Melech Mitzrayim, and in regards to Paroi, the king of Egypt, Lohoitzi es Bnei Yisrael Meretz Mitzrayim, to take away the Jewish people from the land of Egypt. The Satmar Rebbe asks, what kind of answer is that to Moshe Rabbeinu? Moshe Rabbeinu asks that if the Jewish people aren't going to listen to me, how is Paroi going to listen to me? And Hashem answers and commands them in regards of the Bnei Yisrael, in regards to Paroi Melech Mitzrayim. What answer is that? And even though, in truth, we could say that this answer is according to the Maharal, as he explains Rashi, and also the Bartanura, and also the Orachaim HaKodesh, which they incorporate the idea of Aral Sfosayim, that Moshe Rabbeinu has a speech impediment, to the Kal Vachomer, we could say that Hashem answers him like Rashi explains. Because Rashi says, why is it written here, Vaydaber Hashem el Moshe ve'el Aharon? Hashem spoke to Moshe and Aharon. How did Aharon come to be in the middle when Moshe Rabbeinu spoke to Hashem and not Aharon spoke to Hashem? Rashi explains that Hashem was hinting to Moshe Rabbeinu that your argument before, that you are Aral Sosaim, that you have this speech impediment, and because of that, for sure Paroi won't listen to you. Now, you don't have to worry about this speech impediment, because Aharon is going to be going with you. Aharon is going to be your mouth, and he's going to be your interpreter. Then according to this, really Hashem is answering Moshe Rabbeinu's question, that now Paroi won't have any excuse not to listen. But what Rashi continues and explains, that Vayetzavim el Bnei Yisrael, he commanded on the Jewish people. But what Rashi continues and says, that Vayetzavim el Bnei Yisrael, and commanded them regarding the Jewish people, Vel Paroi Melech Mitzrayim, and regarding Paroi, the king of Egypt, Rashi explains that what was the command that Hashem gave to Moshe Rabbeinu and Aharon in regards to the Jewish people, Rashi says, that Tzivu Maleim, that he commanded them, La'anigam benachas, to lead the Jewish people calmly, meaning with calm, Belizboloisam, and to be patient with them. And what did Hashem command Moshe and Aharon regarding Paro, the king of Egypt? Rashi says, Tzivu olav lachloik loikovoit bedivreim, that he told them to honor him with his words, meaning that Paro is still the king, and you should speak respectfully to the king. That is very hard to understand why Hashem needs to tell that to Moshe Rabbeinu. Why Hashem needs to tell Moshe Rabbeinu to be calm with the Jewish people and be respectful to Paroi. And besides, the Divrei Yoel asks that the second part of the Pasuk doesn't seem connected to anything that Moshe Rabbeinu said. Then why does Hashem say these words to Moshe Rabbeinu here? The Divrei Yoel starts answering all these questions first by bringing an interesting Midrash, and the Midrash is in last week's Parsha, chapter 5, verse number 6. After Moshe and Aharon come in front of Paroi and they ask that Paroi sends out the Jewish people, Paroi says no, but then in Pasuk number 4, Vayomer Alayim Melech Mitzrayim, and the king of Egypt told to them, Lama Moshe Aharon Tafriu Esam Nimazov, why are you, Moshe and Aharon, disturbing the people from their work? Go to your burdens. The Midrash says, Atem Lama, you, why are you here? Vedivreichem Lama, and why are your words here? Meaning, Paroi was arguing, why are you here and why are you saying these words? And we don't understand what the Midrash means to say. Clearly, Moshe Rabbeinu is saying these words because he wants the Jewish people to go. What does the Midrash mean, v'divreichem lama, why are your words here? And furthermore, he says that we also don't understand clearly what happened last week's Parsha in the verses that we mentioned. As we mentioned in verse number 22 on chapter 5, there, after the work got harsher on the Jewish people, after Moshe Rabbeinu came, because Paro now said that he's not giving any straw for them to make bricks, there it's written, Vayoshev Moshe Hashem, Moshe Rabbeinu came back to Hashem, Vayoymar, and he said, Adonai, my master, Lomo hare oiso loma ze, why have you done evil to this nation? Lomo ze shelachtoni, why have you sent me? The first question that the Divra Yoel asks, we know that Moshe Rabbeinu is a trusty servant of Hashem, and if Hashem sends him to do something, how can he now argue against the midas of Hashem? True, that according to Rashi, that is what Hashem answers him, that how dare you argue and try to understand what I do, but nonetheless, we have to understand what was Moshe Rabbeinu thinking when he said that. And the second question that the Divra Yoel asks is that Moshe Rabbeinu is making two statements. One, why have you done evil to this nation? And second statement, why did you send me? It seems to imply that Moshe Rabbeinu only cared that Hashem sent him, but not that he did evil to the people. Because if that is what Moshe Rabbeinu cared, then Moshe Rabbeinu should have just said, why have you done evil to these people? What is the fact that Hashem sent them have to do, if anything? If Moshe Rabbeinu cares about the pain of the Jewish people, then he should just say, why have you done evil to the Jewish people? True that Rashi explains in a way that Rashi says that Moshe Rabbeinu's argument to Hashem was, why have you done evil to the people? And Moshe Rabbeinu continues and tells Hashem, and if you're going to ask me, Moshe, why do I care that Hashem made evil to the people, then the verse continues and says that Moshe Rabbeinu cares because Lomo ze shalachtani, why did you make me the messenger for this evil? Meaning, if you want to do evil for the people, you didn't have to make me the messenger. But the Divrei Yoel asks, according to Rashi, Rashi says that Moshe Rabbeinu had to add to Hashem and saying, if you're going to ask me, why do I care? Therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu continues and says, why have you sent me? Would we think that Moshe Rabbeinu would not care about the pain of the people who are suffering? What kind of question is it, if you're going to ask me, what do I care? Clearly, Moshe Rabbeinu cares. Then why does Moshe Rabbeinu have to continue and saying, why have you sent me? If Hashem wouldn't send him, he wouldn't care. And the other question that the Divrei Yoel asks is that Hashem answers him, Atosire, now you'll see what I'm going to do to Paro, the king of Egypt. What kind of answer is that? Why the people are suffering? Moshe Rabbeinu asks why the people are suffering, and Hashem answers that now you'll see what I'm going to do to Paro, that I'm going to take the Jewish people out with a strong arm. How does that answer the question why the suffering got intensified? Rashi, in a way, explains that Hashem, by saying that, is giving a rebuke to Moshe Rabbeinu for Moshe Rabbeinu's second doubting Hashem practices. Meaning, Hashem does something, you don't ask questions why he does it. But how is that an answer to Moshe Rabbeinu's question? Moshe Rabbeinu is arguing, why are the people suffering now more? And Hashem is saying that now you'll see what I'm going to do to Paro, the king of Egypt. How does that answer Moshe Rabbeinu's question? Satmi Rabbe continues to answer based on the question that Meforshim asked. First, it's written in Parshas Lech Lecha, Bereishis, chapter 15, verse number 14. Regarding the Bris Ben Absarim, the covenant between the parts, the pact that Hashem made with Avram Avinu, where Hashem told Avram Avinu that he should surely know the stranger will be his children in a land that's not theirs, and they will enslave them and afflict them for 400 years. And then on verse number 14 it says, Vegam esagoya sheyavoidu, and also the nations that will enslave them, Don anoichi, I will judge them. Vachaken yetsu b'chush godel, and then they will go out with a huge wealth. That means that after the 400 years are complete, Hashem says that he will judge them. Anoichi refers to Hashem, that Hashem will judge them by himself. And also before Yaakov goes down to Egypt, on Parshas Vayigash, chapter 46, verse number 4, there Hashem promises Yaakov, Anoichi eledim chomitzraimo, I will descend with you to Egypt, Vanoichi elcho gam oloi, and I will also surely bring you up. That means Hashem promised that Anoichi Hashem himself is going to bring him up. Then Mefarshim ask, if Hashem promised that he himself is going to judge the Egyptians and he himself is going to bring us out of Egypt, why didn't in fact he not do it himself? Why did he use Moshe and Aharon to take the Jewish people out of Egypt? And Mefarshim answer that Hashem only promised that he is going to do himself only after the 400 years of subjugation of Egypt. Meaning, if we were 400 years in Egypt, then Hashem promised that he himself is going to bring us up and he will himself will judge the people. But since we were not in Egypt for 400 years, we are only there for 210 years, therefore Hashem didn't do it himself, because after Egypt is required to be another subjugation, Hashem sent messengers, Moshe and Aharon, to redeem the Jews and to take the Jewish people out of Egypt. Then Satmar Rebbe asks, I understand very well that Hashem took us out earlier, and because He took us out earlier, therefore Hashem couldn't save us ourselves. But the question now is, why in fact did Hashem take us out earlier? If our contract was that we are going to work for the Egyptians for 400 years and then we will come out with a huge wealth, why did Hashem take us out after 210 years? And the question is even stronger. The Egyptians have a contract that they will enslave us for 400 years, meaning that we will work for them for 400 years. Then how can Hashem not give the Egyptians what is rightfully due them? That the Jewish people are supposed to work for them for 400 years and not just for 210. And Mefarshim answer that Koishi Hashibut, that the harshness of the work completed to the 400 years, meaning that Hashem promised that the Jewish people are going to work for 400 years to the Egyptians, that is the normal work that slaves do for 400 years. But since the Egyptians subjugated us so harshly that we did the work that's supposed to be done in 400 years in 210 years, therefore, when it came the end of the 210 years, we have completed the subjugation of the 400 years of Egyptians, meaning that we did the work that's supposed to be done in 400 years. According to this answer, Mefarshim now asks a question, if we are saying that in fact we completed the work of 400 years in 210, that means that after 210 years, we are rightfully liberated, because we completed the equivalent of 400 years of work. Then if we were rightfully liberated, our question again comes back, why didn't Hashem liberate us himself? If we were rightfully freed, because we did the work of 400 years in 210, then Hashem himself should have judged the Egyptians, as he said, Don Anoichi, that I will judge him, and Hashem himself should have taken us out of Egypt, as it says, Anoichi Oloi Gam Oloi, that I am also going to bring you up, and not have Moshe and Aharon do this instead of Hashem. Satmar Rebbe explains that this could be the interpretation of the Medrash that we mentioned first, that when Moshe and Aharon came to Paroi, Paroi told Moshe and Aharon, why are you bothering the people? Why are you stopping them from doing the work? And there the Medrash says, Atem Lomo, why are you here? V'divreichem Lomo, and why are you saying these words? Meaning that Paroi realized that since Moshe and Aharon are coming to redeem the Jewish people, obviously this redemption is before its time. Because if it would be on the time, then Hashem himself would have come to redeem the Jewish people. From the fact that Moshe and Aharon came, Paroi realized that this is not yet the time of 400 years. Therefore, Paroi asks, Atem Lama, why are you here? V'divreichem Lama, and why are you saying to let the people go? The time is not up yet, therefore you have no right to be here yet. And therefore also, when Moshe Rabbeinu came in front of Hashem, and Moshe Rabbeinu said, Lama hare oisa lama ze, why have you done evil to these people? Lama ze shalachtani, why have you sent me? Moshe Rabbeinu was arguing both ways, meaning, Clearly, we were not in Egypt for 400 years. Therefore, we must say that the reason why the work is so harsh is because you wanted to complete to the 400 years. If you are making the harsh work to complete the 400 years, then lama ze shelachtani, then why send me? If the work is already complete, then you should redeem them themselves. And therefore Moshe Rabbeinu was arguing with Hashem, either way, if the time is not up, then I understand you'll send me, but then lama ari oisu lama ze? Why have you done evil to these people? Why do they have to work so hard? And if the hard work is going to complete the time of 400 years, then lama ze shelachtani, then why send me? You should take them out yourself. And according to this, the Divrei Yoel explains that this is what the pasuk means to say, that v'leishamu el Moshe, that the Jewish people did not listen to Moshe, mikoytze ruach, because of shortness of breath and avoid the kasha and for hard work, meaning they realize that they are being enslaved very harshly, and they also realize this idea that Hashem wants them to complete the work of 400 years in less time. Therefore, they don't believe Moshe Rabbeinu. They don't believe that Moshe Rabbeinu is the one that's coming to redeem them. Because they are working so hard, obviously the hard work is going to complete the 400 years, then Hashem himself is the one that has to redeem them, not Moshe Rabbeinu. So they don't believe Moshe Rabbeinu because of the hard work. If they wouldn't have hard work, then they know that they didn't complete yet 400 years, then they would believe Moshe Rabbeinu. But now that they have such hard work, the Jewish people did not believe that Moshe Rabbeinu is coming to redeem them, because they believe that Hashem is going to redeem them himself. Therefore, they didn't listen to Moshe. And according to the Divrei Yoel, now we understand the Kal v'Chomer, the deduction that Moshe Rabbeinu said. Moshe Rabbeinu said that the Jewish people, Leishamu Eli, they didn't listen to me, meaning they didn't listen that I am the Redeemer, because they figured that since they are working so hard, Moshe Rabbeinu is not going to be the Redeemer. Then why is Moshe Rabbeinu coming? And if the Jewish people don't believe that Moshe Rabbeinu is the Redeemer because they are working so hard, Eichish Moeni Paroi. Paroi already argued this argument before, because Paroi said that if Moshe Rabbeinu is coming to redeem the Jewish people, obviously the time is not up. Because if the time would be up, Hashem would have redeemed them himself. If the time is not up, then why should Paroi let the Jewish people go? Therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu is using this argument that the Jewish people did not listen to Moshe Rabbeinu because of the hard work. But it's not they didn't believe they are going to be redeemed. They knew they are going to be redeemed. But they didn't believe that the Redeemer is Moshe Rabbeinu because they are working so hard. Then how is Paroi going to believe that I'm the Redeemer? Clearly, if I'm the Redeemer, the time is not up. And if the time is not up, Paroi is not going to let the Jewish people go. Satmar Rebbe explains that Hashem answered Moshe Rabbeinu previously when he says, Ato Sira, now you'll see what I'll do to the Egypt, that I will take him out with a strong hand. Hashem was telling Moshe Rabbeinu that you are right, I myself going to take him out. As a matter of fact, we read in the Agoda, that's written by Tzieni Hashem in Mitzrayim, Beyat Chazaka, Bizroi Natio. We learned in the Agoda that Hashem took us out of Egypt, Lo Yada Malach, not through an angel, Velo Yada Sarov, not through a Sarov, Velo Yada Shliach, not through a messenger, Elo HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bichvoido Yivatzmoy. Hashem himself took us out of Egypt, because it's written, Vavarti Beres Mitzrayim Balaylo Azeh, I will go myself over the land of Egypt in that night, Veikesi Ko B'choy Ber Mitzrayim, I will myself smite all the firstborn from Egypt, Me'odom Ad Behema, from man to animal. And we know that the death of the firstborn was what caused Paroi to let the Jewish people go out of Egypt, and that Hashem did it himself. And in fact, Hashem already said this clearly on chapter 4, verse number 23, that if you do not send them, Hine Hoyrek has been Chabechorecho, I will kill your firstborn son. So Hashem already told clearly that he himself is going to do that, and he himself is going to kill the firstborn son. And this is exactly what Hashem told Moshe, that Atosira, now you will see what I will do to Egypt. Meaning, I myself will do to Egypt, that I will take him out with a strong arm, which means that I will kill their firstborn themselves, and that will cause them to come out. So I myself, I'm going to do that, and not you. Then the question is, if Hashem is going to take the Jewish people out of Egypt himself, why did Hashem need Moshe and Aharon? And the answer is that Hashem needed Moshe and Aharon to awaken the Jewish people to do tshuva, to repent. Through the plagues that Hashem gave to Paroi, and through Moshe Rabbeinu speaking to the Jewish people awakened to do tshuva, to repent. Because at this point the Jewish people were involved in idolatry, and Hashem wanted through the other plagues to cause the hearts of the Jewish people to come to Hashem, and like that the Jewish people are going to even merit the redemption and merit receiving the Torah. That is the reason why Hashem needed to have Moshe and Aharon. Not that Hashem needed to have Moshe and Aharon to redeem the Jewish people, that Hashem was going to do himself because the time was up. Hashem needed Moshe and Aharon to speak to Paroi and to speak to the Jewish people in order to awaken them to do tshuva, to repent. And according to this, we could now understand the answer that Hashem gives Moshe Rabbeinu after Moshe Rabbeinu argues the Kal Vachomer, the clear deduction, that if the Jewish people don't believe that Moshe Rabbeinu is coming to redeem them because they have so much hard work, and since they have such hard work, then they figure that the time is up because they did the work of 400 years in 210, and then Hashem is going to redeem them and not Moshe Rabbeinu, then clearly Paroi, when he sees Moshe Rabbeinu, will know that the time is not up, and then clearly Paroi is not going to let the Jewish people go. On that, Hashem said that I am going to redeem the Jewish people, but by Dabar Hashem el Moshe Laharn, Hashem spoke to Moshe Laharn, Vayetzavim el Bnei Yisrael vel Paroi Melech Mitzrayim. He is commanding them only in regards to the Jewish people and in regards to Paroi, the king of Egypt, meaning that in regards that they should talk to the Jewish people in order to awaken them to repent, and in regards to what he should say to Paroi, the king of Egypt, that the Jewish people should hear, and like that the Jewish people are going to know that the gods of the Egyptians are not gods, and like that they will repent. Why does Hashem need to do that? Because Lohoitzis Bnei Yisrael, Meretz Mitzrayim, because Hashem wants himself to take the Jewish people out of Egypt, because the time is up. Therefore, Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu that I'm not commanding you to take the Jewish people out, I'm commanding you just to talk to Paroi and talk to the Bnei Israel. And according to this, I wanted to say that now the words of the Yalkut Shimoni that we mentioned earlier are exact. Meaning, the Yalkut Shimoni brought the pasuk by Daber Moshe Lifnei Hashem Leimoir, that Moshe spoke in front of Hashem saying, and the Yalkut Shimoni asks, what does the Leimor mean? Because Leimor means to say to somebody else. The Yalkut Shimoni says, Elo she'omar loy hashiveni im goy alon ato im lav. Let me know if you are going to redeem them or not. Until Hashem said that ato sire, that Hashem is going to redeem them. The question wasn't if the Jewish people are going to be redeemed or not. The question was, Im goy alon ato im lav, if you are going to redeem them or not. Meaning, are you going to redeem them or am I going to redeem them? Because as the verse continues and says, that Hein Bnei Yisrael Shomelai, the Jewish people do not believe me because they are working so hard, then clearly the time is up. And if the time is up, you need to redeem them. And then why are you sending me to Paroi to redeem the Jewish people? And on that Hashem said that you're right, time is up, and I'm going to redeem them, and you are only going there in order to cause the Jewish people to do tshuva, to repent. And Hashem Yisburach should help that in the same way that we did tshuva, we repented and Hashem redeemed us, that we should again repent and we should merit that Hashem should redeem us. Moshiach should come, the Beis HaMikdash rebuild, b'mheiro b'yomeinu, Amen.